Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamond Eastman, a poet, a pastor, and a podcaster. In episode 97 of Holy Shenanigans podcast is part of a series of special summer editions where I'm on the road. This week, I muse about distractions and how a word of encouragement can help cut to the quick of what really matters. This week, I'm taking a detour from my regular patterns of life, and I'm taking in time of learning and rest at the Wild Goose Festival. It has been a hope and dream of mine since the festival began in 2011 to attend this conference focused on theology, justice, and art. And following the last 2.5 years of pandemic, I decided that this was the year to come and soak up the wisdom and encouragement of this place and this group of people. Interestingly enough, the lectionary gospel for this week is also about taking pause and saying no to the many distractions of life, the things that will decenter us. It is the well-known text with Mary and Martha, Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha telling Jesus to tell Mary to get up and help her with the work. Jesus tells Martha, "Don't get distracted by the many things. Choose the one thing. The thing that enriches, inspires, and feeds her." In the midst of the rush of life, I have felt at times like both women in this story, harried and rushed by the internal and external demands, like Martha and like Mary, critiqued when I do pause for rest and respite, or when I focus on living in a way that truly feeds my whole self. Truth be told, I think that most that identify as women in the world and time we live in can relate to this taffy pull feeling of either having to do it all or when you set a boundary, intention, or rule of life that honors holistic health or wellness are met with great criticism. Even this summer, as I pondered how to use my time and resources for continuing education, I had a Mary and Martha moment. Opportunity one, to go and teach at a conference that would benefit my standing in my local network, or opportunity two, go to the Wild Goose Festival and be taught, encouraged, be filled up at an event totally outside of my network. I've already given the spoiler that I chose option two. I chose it because I needed to do so. I needed a change of scenery. I needed to take a road trip. I needed to step away from the space where I expel energy to one that will fill me with energy. Even though some didn't understand why I would say no to the opportunity of option one, I knew in my heart I needed option two, a place to sit at the feet of the Creator and rest. And so I chose option two. Isaiah 33:22 reads, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news." This scripture came into my life several years ago when I got connected to the emerging church movement in the early 2000s. My connections to this eclectic community of practical theologians was, for me, an option two in a time where all I knew about was option one: high expectations and never-ending workload. Which brings me to this week's Holy Shenanigans story. I will never forget the day of option one, that while it was painful to live through, taught me a lesson that I needed to seek out option two. I was practicing some music for a youth event, and I'd asked a friend, Leo, to come and help. They were an excellent musician. At that time, I was very new to playing guitar. It was not an easy thing for me to learn, but I was working at it. As I was practicing and making lots of mistakes in my practice, my friend Leo, like I said, a very gifted musician, arrived at the building where this event was being held. My then boss greeted Leo with great delight, exclaiming, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here for the music tonight. Do you think you could teach her, me, how to do better than that?" gesturing to where I was rehearsing. Leo was shocked by my boss's critical assessment. I was incredibly embarrassed and quickly tried to pack up my guitar and tell Leo that I would not be playing with them that night. But Leo stopped me from packing up my guitar. Leo said, "Please share your song with us. It's beautiful. My soul needs to soak it up." Through my tears that night, I played and sang the song I'd called, "Come to the Water." It was a very simple chorus, verse, refrain based on the text from Isaiah 33:22. The very first line was so telling of the option one that I was working in, that graceless space. But it was the truth. "My heart is weary, my face is long. I wander aimlessly for a place to belong." Thankfully, Leo came through the door that day and offered me a graceful option too. Thankfully, in the early 2000s, the emerging church movement came into my life and offered me a merry space of nurturing after years of laboring like Martha. Thankfully, this summer, I chose option two of the Wild Goose Festival, where I can bring both Mary and Martha and find a place and a people to belong with and to. At this point, the lessons of this retreat and rest are yet to be known, and that is just fine with me. All I know for now this week is that option two is where I will be, and how beautiful are the feet of option two's good news. This week's prose comes from my Celtic daily prayer book as it offered a reflection on rest. John Oxenham reads, "Come, occupy my silent place and make thy dwelling there. More grace is wrought in quietness than any is aware." Dear hearts, I pray that this week offers you some grace-filled space of option B, with loving people like my friend Leo, who wants to hear the awkward and beautiful music of your life that you offer to the world. May we all have spaces of grace to bring our whole selves to say to Mary and Martha in each of us, "You are beloved. You are welcome. You have this place to belong." I am your Holy Shenanigans Muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Thanks to Ian Eastman for sound editing, and to Holy Shenanigans podcast listeners for supporting us by way of www.buymeacoffee.com Tara L. Eastman. Come to the water, let it soak in. Come to the water, be renewed again. Come to the water, let it soak in. Come to the water, be renewed again. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.